This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price getting out his checkbook in order to save his job.
Price says he will write a check to the Treasury to pay back the expenses he racked up taking costly charter flights for government business. The flights triggered a congressional probe of Trump administration travel. Price's apology came after the president made his displeasure clear.
Because the president said yesterday he's not thrilled, certainly not happy.
Price said today he thinks he still has the president's confidence. But when White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders was asked whether Price will be fired,
"We're going through this process. We're going to conduct a full review, and we'll see what happens."
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the president is rolling out his tax plan, a promise he campaigned on. Economist Steve Moore was part of the president's original team and is now with the Heritage Foundation. He tells Salem Media that his new plan is promising and will put more money in the pockets of Americans, especially the middle class.
If you pay taxes, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get a tax cut. If you pay taxes, if you're, let's say, an income range of, let's say, $45,000 to $100,000, which I'll call the middle class, you know, you're going to get, by my calculation, depending on your individual circumstance, about $2,500 off your taxes.
Meanwhile, Moore, formerly wrote on the economy and public policy for the Wall Street Journal, says tax cuts for employers mean more money in the pockets for their employees. It's a win-win situation. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson making his second trip to China this weekend to push China to fully implement the latest U.N. sanctions on North Korea and allow more balanced trade with America. He'll also be laying the groundwork for President Trump's planned visit in November. Students at Harvard University staged a protest as Education Secretary Betsy DeVos delivered an address on school choice. More news, more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I used to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I can trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. Call 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says he expects players to comply with league rules when it comes to the start of the game and playing of the national anthem.
The anthem, and specifically, we have a rule that requires our players to stand for the anthem. It's been our rule as long as I've been involved with the league, and my expectation is that our players will continue to stand for the anthem.
Silver said the playing of the national anthem's always been a time for respect and reflection, even in a league where 25% of the players are not American. The CEO of American Airlines says the once volatile airline industry has changed so radically that his company will never lose money again. Even in a bad year, Doug Parker says the world's largest airline based out of Dallas-Fort Worth should earn about $3 billion in profit before taxes. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Illinois Governor Bruce Rohner signed legislation that would provide state health insurance and Medicaid coverage for abortions. Rohner says concerns about inequity convinced him to sign the bill.
No woman should be forced to make a different decision than another woman would make purely based on her income.
Rohner says he struggled with the decision on whether or not to sign the bill.
The sentiments on both sides of these issues are very powerful. I respect them very much as a person. And as governor, it is my job to do the best I can to represent all the people of Illinois.
Southwest Airlines says natural disasters like Hurricane Harvey will cut $100 million from third quarter revenue by causing the carrier to cancel about 5,000 flights. And the actress and opera singer best known for playing Marion Kirby on The Ghostess with the Mostess on the 1950s TV series Topper has died. Ann Jeffries was 94. News and analysis, set time.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, and we've got a very special guest. Yes, he is back. It's been a while since Jonathan Kahn and I have had a chance to talk. And, of course, we introduced the country to Jonathan Kahn, New York Times bestselling author, with his infamous book and bestseller, The Harbinger. Jonathan, always an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Always great to be with you, Bill, from the beginning.
Well, we got the new book to talk about that we have been waiting on pins and needles for, The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times, which has just been released. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is, The Paradigm is the most, without a question, the most explosive book I've ever written, and it's very much in line with it, very much linked to The Harbinger. But I'd put it this way, if a question, what if there existed a master blueprint behind everything that's happening? I mean, from ancient times, but is revealing what happens now down, not just the events, but actually gives the timing of the events down to the year an event must happen, or the month, in some cases, even the date of some of the key events of our times. What if it revealed the outcome of our elections before they happened, or reveal not just what's happening, but the people that are on the world stage now and the time that is allotted for them to remain on that stage? What if behind the leaders of our day, there is, each one has an ancient prototype leader, a leader from ancient times that they are following in. They're following in the footsteps of, they are following everything of. What if we could be replaying this, and if we could open this thing up, and that is what The Paradigm is. And could it contain a warning that is crucial? And if, the thing is that, Bill, if we had known, if I had known, if anyone had known The Paradigm years before, you could actually have put on your calendar when events would take place, the key events of our times, years before they took place.
Well, God tells us two things. He knows the end from the beginning. And also in his word, he's faithful to tell us, like no other God, what's going to happen. And he does that for a specific purpose, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one is that he's on the throne, and no matter what it looks crazy, things are out of control, but it's not out of control. God is on the throne. And, two, that we be prepared and that we know the signs of the times. The Bible speaks of the sons of Issachar saying they knew the times, and we're to know them too. And, you know, the amazing thing is, I mean, you know, this is not general. This is so specific that it gets into the details of our times, and I'll set it up for you. And you know, the paradigm is from the Bible. The paradigm is from ancient Israel, like the Harbinger. Actually, very, very interrelated. But the thing is that in Israel's days as a nation. It, you know, had known God, was founded on the Word of God, but then it started falling away from God. And it started getting into Baal worship, the worship of other gods, particularly Baal. That brought them into sexual immorality and temple prostitutes and driving God out of everything, calling evil good and good evil, lifting up their children as sacrifices. Well, the thing is that that's like the big picture. Well, we, America, was founded after the paradigm or the template of Israel. And so we've also been the most blessed nation on earth, but we are now in the process. We are now falling away and rapidly. And so we are following that paradigm. We're following the paradigm where we are now driving God out of everything. Now was followed by the sexual revolution, the sexual immorality, calling evil good, good evil. Then as Israel offered up their children as sacrifices, we've offered up millions in abortion.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's the big picture. But now it's going to get, I mean, the paradigm gets eerily specific, because what happens is in this long-term fall comes a period of acceleration where this apostasy accelerates, where actually the leaders of the nation, they're the ones who are now endorsing it from the throne. And and this is going to set the stage, actually, where anti-biblical values are going to overturn biblical values in the culture. It's going to be a culture war, but it's going to be promoted from the throne. Well, this begins with the first piece of the puzzle, which is a man called Ahab, or we know him as Ahab. And he is like he's the king at the time of this culture war, this acceleration, where he's advocating Baal worship and advocating things that no king had ever advocated before, which means he's advocating the offering up of children, sexual immorality, all these things. But he's not doing it alone. He is doing it with his wife, who is Isabel in Hebrew, or Jezebel, and she is this Phoenician princess, and she's brought over, and she's the one who really incites him to do this. Well, before we even go further, there's a period, we're still in it, actually, in American history where this apostasy has accelerated. And it began with a culture war. It began in the 1990s, and a king rises, or a leader rises to power, and he is Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton is going to follow the paradigm of Ahab. He's like Ahab was, he's a man conflicted. Ahab actually knew about God, but went against his ways. Well, that happens with Clinton. Ahab's reign was one of scandal. Well, that was Clinton. Ahab was the first king to advocate child sacrifice. Clinton's the first president to advocate abortion.
Birth abortion, yeah. Exactly.
Abortion to begin with, and yes, absolutely, all that. And took the, really, he was the pioneer who did things no president ever did, and we are still in this path. But he wasn't alone. He had, and by the way, it's not about people. We're not saying the people's motives are the same, but we're saying that they're following in this paradigm. Well, then we have his wife. You know, Ahab had a co-regency. He ruled together with his wife. Well, the thing they always said about the Clinton years is it's a co-presidency. He had his wife, Hillary Clinton, and she is going, I'm not saying she is intentional about it, but she is following the paradigm of Jezebel, right. Meaning this. Jezebel, her main thing was Baal. Her main thing was offering of children. Well, there is the greatest champion of abortion in America has been Hillary Clinton. And she, as with Ahab and Jezebel, she influenced her husband. She Jezebel worshipped female power. She actually worshipped a female goddess. And they were involved with scandal as well. And they together began this culture war. But here's the thing. Clinton, how long was he on the national stage? He entered the national stage in 1979 when he was elected as governor. Well, that lasted till 2001 at the end of his presidency. That's together, that's 22 years. 22 years for Bill Clinton. Well, open up the Bible to 1 Kings, and it says this, Ahab, the king of Israel, he reigned in Samaria for 22 years.
Wow. Wow.
That's just the beginning. Every single leader in this, just about every, is going to follow the paradigm to the letter.
So now you have the situation, and all this runs the pattern for those of us who study the Word of God. There's no challenge here. Then you have Barack Obama coming soon. Maybe I'm going too fast forward on you here.
Yeah, well,
and that's okay.
I promise we're going to get him right. Barack Obama's in here. Trump is in here. Osama bin Laden is in the paradigm. It's all going to be there. Sure. How much time do we have?
I'll tell you, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More from Jonathan Kahn and his brand new book, The Paradigm. We'll just give you a little Salem moment right now just to absorb what he just shared with us. Stay with us. More coming up from Jonathan right after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
People moving out, people moving in, why? Because of the color of the skin.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
They are going to people showing videos of Donald Trump insulting Islam and Muslims in order to recruit more radical jihadists. Seeing rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
Bill Martinez live.
Salem moment break over. It is time to bring back Jonathan Kahn. Jonathan, you caused us to, as the Bible says, you know, sometimes those significant things that come to mind, you've got to stop, have that Salem moment, and absorb what it was that you just shared with us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and especially where we're going right now, because one of the things that happens now, that and it's in the book, it's called the vineyard. It begins this way: is that there was in the years of Ahab and Jezebel, there was a scandal, and it was a scandal of the vineyard of this man named Naboth, and you know, I won't go into all the details, but it's exposed by the prophet Elijah. They try to do something, it's exposed, and it's actually going to bring judgment on the house of Ahab. But now, the first thing is that that Ahab and Jezebel, their years are marked not only by apostasy or advocating anti-biblical values, leading the nation away from God, but by scandal. Well, the Clinton years, same thing, was, as we all know, was noted by scandal. And the major scandal, the one that actually was exposed and he was impeached for, was, of course, the Lewinsky scandal. Now, when Ahab fell, the fall of Ahab, I won't go into the detail, it's in the book, but the fall of Ahab is linked to the tribe of Levi. And actually, when his reign comes to an end, it's in the city of the Levites where it ends. So now here's the question: could the scandal or the fall of Clinton, could it actually be linked to an ancient tribe of Levi? Well, from the word Levi, you get the name Levi, you get Levin. From Levin comes Lewin. From Lewin comes Lewinsky. The Lewinsky scandal is named after the tribe of Levi, the same tribe that's linked to the scandal and fall of Ahab. Now, the scandal that took place in Ahab, with Ahab's reign, it took place 19 years after he came on the stage. 19 years it was exposed. Well, what happens if you take the years of Bill Clinton? He came on the national stage 1979. Add 19 years, it brings you to 1998. That is the year that the scandal is exposed. And he was sworn in January, I mean, as governor, 79, added, and it takes you to January 1998. January, that's the exact month that the scandal is exposed. But it's going to get even more eerie because...
Can I ask you something else because you bring a property, right? What opened up that whole prosecution was the Whitewater scandal. It was a real estate issue.
That's right.
And so here we are. We're talking property, right? Okay, so I just wanted to make sure I was connecting here.
You know, oh, yeah, absolutely right. I mean, all the scandals coalesced at the end with the Lewinsky scandal. But, yes, I didn't even get into that. Yeah, it actually involved, with Ahab and Jezebel, it actually involved taking property illegally. Now, the paradigm isn't judging what was or not. The point is, it's linked together anyway, prophetically. The Whitewater scandal was about what? It was about the taking of property and the charge of it being illegal. And actually, and I wasn't even going to bring this up, but in the ancient scandal, it was also linked to a man's death. Well, the whole Whitewater scandal, and I'm not saying the guilt or not, but was linked to a man's death too, Vince Foster. And on top of that, and this is, again, wasn't what I was going to get into, but it's in there, it's in the book. But the thing is that the name Naboth, the man who in the ancient scandal who dies, his name is actually linked to the vineyard that they took, because a vineyard's a place of fruits. That Naboth means fruits, so the name of the guy who dies is linked to the property of scandal. Well, the Whitewater land wasn't a vineyard; it was forest land. Foster means keeper of the forest, and he was actually the legal keeper of the Whitewater land. But that wasn't even what I was going to get into. So here's a bonus.
It's a bonus. It's a bonus.
Yeah,
for everybody.
This is extra for being with Bill Martinez. So, but here's the thing. It says this: once that scandal happened, once Elijah exposed them, what happened is there are three more years left until a calamity comes on the nation. Let me be more specific. Elijah confronts the king Ahab. Ahab repents for a brief moment. He repents. God says, okay, I'm going to delay it. He has 3 years, the Bible says, until calamity comes. So 3 years from the day of the king's repentance to the day a calamity comes on the nation. Could that actually happen regarding America? Could that part of the paradigm, here's the thing. Did Clinton ever repent over this, the scandal? Well, the answer is he did. First he denied it, then he had to confess it, and finally there was in a White House prayer meeting, he said, I am repenting, this is my repentance. So it was the king's repentance in the East Room of the White House. What happens if you take that date and move forward 3 years according to the paradigm? Will it take you to any specific date? Here's what happens. It takes you to 3 years from the day that Clinton repented to, it leads you to September 11th, 2001, the day of the calamity. Mm. Not only that, but when Clinton repented, it was in the morning. So 9/11 happens 3 years to the morning of 9/11. The White House event where Clinton repented began at 8:30 in the morning. That was the hour. 8:30, 3 years later, is the hour that begins 9/11.
These two segments that we've had, he has revealed so much in terms of the pattern of Bible of what had happened previously. God says he knows the beginning from the end. Are we starting to relive things that we've already been told that happened in Israel of old, Jonathan Kahn?
We are. And the reason is that, you know, Paul said that these things took place as examples for us. God uses everything. God's the master weaver, weaves everything together. And so he said these things that happened with Israel, particularly it's the fall of Israel, says is an example. The word in Greek is tupos, or type, or also means paradigm. So now we're watching America, which was founded after Israel, falling away. Well, then we're going to be reliving this, but it's not just a general thing. It's eerily exact, specific, down to, as we just saw, down to the dates, down to the people. I mean, again, you know, I mean, when and you were just talking before, how does this come? When this started coming, it was like the harbinger. It just kept getting bigger and bigger, and much of what I'm sharing, like what I just shared about how this gave the actual date of 9/11, where you could have known it years before it happened. You could have marked it on your calendar according to the paradigm. I didn't even know that till the end of when I was doing this thing. There was so much that came, things going down to the date. So that's how stunning God is. Mm-hmm. And I'll take it off kind of where we were. Let's get past Ahab. I mean, Ahab, his reign ends. Now, what people think is that, you know, Ahab ended and then so does Jezebel, but that's not what takes place. What happens is that his reign ends, but Jezebel goes on with a political career of her own. Mm. So what does that mean? Well, I don't think I have to fill in the blanks. Except
right.
that what it means is, according to the paradigm, Bill Clinton's years will end, but Hillary Clinton will go on. And Jezebel goes on, and I'm not talking about the person as the motive or the heart, but that they're walking in the footsteps of the paradigm.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More from Jonathan Kahn and his brand new book, The Paradigm. We'll just give you a little Salem moment right now just to absorb what he just shared with us. Stay with us. More coming up from Jonathan right after this.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
It was the worst attack on our country since Pearl Harbor. And even worse, because this was an attack on civilians. Innocent men, women, and children whose lives were taken so needlessly. For the families with us on this anniversary, we know that not a single day goes by when you don't think about the loved ones stolen from your life. Today, our entire nation grieves with you and with every family of those 2,977 innocent souls who were murdered by terrorists 16 years ago. Each family here today represents a son or daughter, a sister or brother, a mother or father who was taken from you on that terrible, terrible day. But no force on earth can ever take away your memories, diminish your love, or break your will to endure and carry on and go forward. Though we can never erase your pain or bring back those you lost, we can honor their sacrifice by pledging our resolve to do whatever we must to keep our people safe.
Bill Martinez, live.
It's been a while since Jonathan Kahn and I have had a chance to talk. And, of course, we introduced the country to Jonathan Kahn, New York Times bestselling author, with his infamous book and bestseller, The Harbinger. Jonathan, you caused us to, as the Bible says, you know, sometimes those significant things that come to mind, you've got to stop, have that Salem moment, and absorb what it was that you just shared with us.
People think is that, you know, Ahab ended and then so does Jezebel, but that's not what takes place. Jezebel goes on as not the queen anymore, but she's the former queen, but she's dwelling in the halls of power. She's influencing government. She's dwelling in the capital city. Well, Hillary Clinton will now be dwelling in the capital city, dwelling in the halls of power as a senator, as secretary of state, then later. At one point, she will try to become president, but according to the paradigm, at least in this period, she doesn't become president. It doesn't go to her. It goes to a younger man. And the younger man brings us to the next part. In the paradigm, the chapter is called The Heir. And he is a man called Joram. And he becomes king of Israel. He's the heir of Ahab. He's going to follow in the footsteps of Ahab. And, of course, this goes with the younger man who was Barack Obama. And Barack Obama is going to follow. The mystery of Barack Obama is found in the paradigm of Joram. He's going to follow the footsteps of Joram. Joram would lead a government that would be hostile to God, hostile to the ways of God, hostile to the people of God, and he'd reign on the throne, but the former first lady would be with him. And so Barack Obama, when he goes to the White House, he brings with him who? But Hillary Clinton. First time in American history, but that's in the paradigm.
Yeah.
And the other, so now how long, now this is how, again, how eerie it is, how long was Barack Obama on the national stage? Well, it's very clear because he, you know, nobody knew Barack Obama, you know, I mean, until 2004. And that is when he spoke at the Democratic Convention, his famous speech. That made everything. That people started saying he's going to be president. So it was 2004 when he made that speech, and then a few months later he was elected to his first national office, senator. And then January 2005 he is sworn in as senator, first national office. Before that, nothing. So 2004. And when was the last year of his presidency? 2016. How many years of Barack Obama? 12 years.
12 years.
And so 12 years. Okay. Open up the Bible. And you open up to that next king, that King Joram, and it will be written, and Joram reigned in Samaria for a period of 12 years.
Wow.
In fact, when Obama spoke just this last summer at the convention that would nominate Hillary Clinton to succeed him, he got up there, it was 12 years to the day that he had first spoken, and his first words of his speech were 12 years ago tonight. He kept saying 12 years, 12 years. But, well, that's the paradigm. Now let me throw something else in there, because it's not only the leaders of America, but there's another character in the paradigm. The chapter's called The Nemesis, and that is this. An arch enemy arises in the days of Ahab. He threatens the nation. He threatens to invade it. He actually finally does bring an invasion to it. And actually, at one point, Ahab has the guy, this arch enemy. He could actually kill the guy, but he releases the guy. God says, you're going to be judged, and it's going to bring destruction on your land. Well, the thing is that what would that mean? The paradigm would be saying, in the days of the Ahab, or Clinton, there will arise an arch enemy of America, and that he'll be a man from the east. He will be, according to the paradigm, he will speak an Aramaic language that is in this case Arabic, and his name is Osama bin Laden. In fact, the paradigm gives the parameters of his name, almost spells it out, the name. But here's the thing, and actually Clinton, just like Ahab, had the chance to take out Obama, but he refused to do it. And it actually would result in 9/11. But it goes further, because after 9/11...
You said Obama, you meant Osama.
I'm sorry, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, that's okay.
Thank you for the help. Yes, thank you very much. So the thing is that then, after 9/11, and there's a chapter called The Assassin, there's the biggest, greatest manhunt in history. They try to get bin Laden, but they can't. I mean, crazy, because, it, you know, it went dead for years. And so, but the paradigm revealed even all that, because the paradigm reveals that this arch nemesis is going to be assassinated. And it describes the way the assassination is going to take place. It's going to take place while, it's going to begin while this nemesis is lying in his bed, which is exactly what happened with bin Laden when they came in. He was lying on his bed. He will be assassinated, according to the paradigm, in his bedroom. Well, he was. Osama bin Laden, just as well. Osama bin Laden is following the paradigm of this ancient enemy called Ben-Hadad. But the paradigm even gives the year of the assassination. Because according to the paradigm, it will take place, this man who brings 9/11 will be assassinated 10 years after the calamity he brings. That's 2001, add 10 years, 2011, Osama bin Laden is assassinated.
Right. Wow. Unbelievable.
Mm. And we are going to get to Donald Trump.
Yes. Well, we've got about a minute and a half left in this segment, Jonathan, and then we'll have about 10 and a half, almost 11 minutes to summarize everything. So, so we can review where we've been for this next minute and a half, and then let you finish it up.
I can throw in some more things.
All right, let's go.
There's so much up, but let me just say, I'll just say this. When Trump was going to the White House or his election, crucial part of it was an alliance that he made with religious conservatives. We all know that.
Yeah.
But I will just say this right now, that take place in the next segment, everything that just happened, and everything that's happening right now is there as well. And it's even going to give us clues into the future and what is lying in what is yet to come.
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if your mind isn't already blown away, this is how faithful God is. And God is a God of order. He is sovereign. This is his popcorn stand. And it's all according to his rule and his plan. And Jonathan Kahn, for a time such as this, has been given this revelation for a specific purpose. And I would say we need to pray and get in alignment with what God's doing and understand what it is that he's telling us right now for a time such as this. The paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. Further revelation coming up right after this. Stay well.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. People are living longer than ever. The number of 80-year-old Americans will more than double in the next 20 years. And according to a survey commissioned by Welltower, a leader in healthcare real estate, seniors want to age in big cities. Thomas DeRosa, CEO of Welltower.
The 2017 Aging in Cities Survey challenges preconceived ideas and shows that contemporary city dwellers plan to stay put as they age. They want all the amenities that big cities offer, including access to good healthcare, transportation, cultural experiences, and places to gather with family and friends.
The survey of 3,000 adults in 10 big cities underscores the growing preference toward urban living. It suggests that, in the future, more seniors will choose big cities over traditional suburban retirement communities. 8 out of 10 city dwellers want to make new friends at age 80-plus and believe cities are the best place for relationships. Their top concern is loss of mobility and access to city life. For more information, visit Welltower.com.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
So what happened with Law and Vengeance was we had a case that came in that we actually handled for a couple of years, where we had a weapons manufacturer that had created a defective gun sight. But they sold a ton of them to the military and to police organizations all over the country. There is a good side and a bad side where it comes to the way that corporate America operates, and that somewhere in there we have regulators and we have government entities that are making sure they play by the rules, but most of the time they aren't playing by the rules, and we don't have the Department of Justice forcing them to play by the rules.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller Law and Disorder comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
They'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
They'll know us by our love.
Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Jonathan Cahn continues. His just released book, The Paradigm. I know that many of you already have plans. You maybe already have gone to Amazon and ordered your copy. If you do not already have your hands on this book, this is very provocative, very revealing. And for this final segment, of course, there is so much about this book and what Jonathan has to share with us that it is impossible. And this is why you need to get your hands on his book, The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. Okay, Jonathan, this is our final segment. Let's bring it home.
Okay. All right. The first thing here, we brought it up, for those who have been following, we're taken up to right where we are. Now where was Israel? Now we had the reign of Ahab, the reign of Joram with Jezebel, and what happens is the nation reaches a state where if the government continues, if the house of Ahab continues in power, it's going to seal the nation's fall, going to seal apostasy, is going to stamp out religious freedom, and it's going to just crush you, the people of God. And that's basically where we were, where we just have been. We're at a juncture, a crossroads, where if the government that was, or the forces of that government continued in power, it would have sealed the Supreme Court, as we all know, would have sealed religious liberty, with all those things, and actually believers were readying for persecution. Mm-hmm. But we had this election, and what happens in the paradigm? In the paradigm, all of a sudden comes a surprise, and this is in the chapter called, will be called The Warrior, because he's called The Warrior. And out of the blue comes this man who is named Jehu. Jehu is not a politician. He's not a royal person. He's not a gentle. He's a warrior. He's a fighter. He's always fighting. He's a wild man. He can be boastful. He can appear as if he's out of control. And he didn't originally follow the Lord. Well, surprise. But what happened in America? All of a sudden came this out of the blue rise of a person who was not a politician, Donald Trump, who was a fighter. fighter fighting with everybody. We don't know if Jehu had a Twitter account, but if he did, he would have been using it.
Exactly.
And he, what about Jehu? The paradigm says this man will be wild. Well, Donald Trump is wild. He will not be gentle. He'll be coarse. He'll be, at times, he'll look out of control. He can be boastful. And he'll be someone who did not follow the Lord yet. Jehu is going to be used of God despite himself. And so this is what we're going to see. What happens is Jehu in the paradigm is anointed to head for the throne and to end the house of Ahab. And so he begins he gets into his chariot and begins a race to the throne. So literally a race. So we have now Donald Trump begins a race to the throne or to the White House in America. And actually, the Bible describes the race, because when the watchman is watching Jehu come in his chariot, it says, we're not sure who it is, but the driving is like that of Jehu, for he drives furiously.
Yes.
Well, Donald Trump, the race, just think about the race. And the Hebrew word also means crazily, or he drives like a madman, like he's out of control. Well, that's exactly, you want to describe this last election? Exactly what it was. And
right.
Yet Jehu will reach the throne. And actually, the paradigm gives the year of this, of the race, because all these things take place in the 12th year of Joram, the rise of the race of Jehu, the 12th year. And now, those who remember who were catching us before, you can add up. That brings you from 2004 to the 12th year, brings you to 2016, and that's the year of the race. Well, it comes down to a showdown in the paradigm. And what happens is there's two figures left, and it is the warrior, or Jehu, or Trump, and on the other side is Jezebel, the former first lady. And so what happens in this election? It comes down to a showdown, according to the paradigm, between Trump and the former first lady, Hillary Clinton. And the former first lady is, you remember everybody was saying, you know, all the polls, she's going to win, she's going to trounce them, every major poll. But the paradigm was giving the answer to the election, saying there's no way, because when the warrior confronts the former first lady, it will mean he will defeat her. It will be a downfall. Now, before I move forward, the days of the queen. How long was Hillary Clinton on the national stage? 22 years with her husband as first lady of Arkansas and then of America. And then she's in Washington for 12 years. She retires from public life for 2 years, comes back on the stage for 2 more years for the election. So that comes out to 14 years. So 22 years with her husband. 14 years after what you look at Jezebel was on the stage for 22 years with her husband, 14 years after that.
Wow.
So now, what happens? Now, after defeating Jezebel, the warrior, or Jehu, turns his attention to the capital city. He's got to get to the capital to take the throne. And his agenda for the capital is he's going there to drain the swamp. Well, that's exactly what Donald Trump did. And you can read the story. You can read it. That's
right.
The paradigm. You can read
exactly.
It. He goes there to drain the swamp of Baal worship and get out all the corruption and all that. So he goes there, and actually on his way to the throne, he meets a holy man and who he says, will you join me in this race? And the guy joins him. And every commentary will identify this man as representing the religious conservatives of the land. So even that is in the paradigm. He gets to the city, the capital city, and what does he do? He ends Baal worship, destroys the temple of Baal. Now remember, Baal worship was linked to child sacrifice. Donald Trump originally was on the wrong side of the issue. But now, the first thing he does as president is sign executive orders to start dismantling abortion. But not only that, could there actually be a temple of Baal in the world that could be linked to this? Well, it actually, across the world, in the Middle East, there stands a 2,000-year-old temple of Baal, has stood since ancient times. But according to the paradigm, when the warrior rises, the temple of Baal must fall. Well, after 2,000 years, that temple of Baal collapsed to the earth. And it did it. When did it happen? Happened in 2015, the year that Trump began his rising. In fact, he rose in the summer, and about right after he announced his rising, his campaign, the Temple of Baal collapsed to the earth. Now, there's so much more, and also this one, it touches on the future and all those.
So we just to give you a warning, we got about 3 minutes left here, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Right. Okay.
Perfect. So that's why I want to say this. So the paradigm brings us up to exactly where we are right now, and there's a chapter called Harbingers of Things to Come, and the thing is that it gives there a specific warnings, specific clues, specific keys as to where we are heading, and we'll not have time to get into it, except to say that it's there's a mix about Jehu, about Trump, about there's parts that are good and there are parts that are not, but there is a real warning for where we are heading right now. But I will say this, where we are right now, what the paradigm reveals is what Jehu did is he created a window of time. The door was about to close, but right now we have a window of time for the people of God to go all out right now for revival, because the answer is not politics. The answer is revival. And
exactly.
We've got this window. And the thing is that, one of the last chapters is that there's actually a paradigm in the paradigm that is for the believers, for all of us right now, that tells you gives the keys of how to live now in the paradigm, in these days of the paradigm, victoriously to overcome, to change, and it's called the Elijah paradigm. That should give you a clue, because Elijah is actually in the paradigm. So there is actually a way to overcome, and actually this, for the people of God, for us, this can be the greatest of times. If the dark is getting darker, it's time for the lights of God to get brighter. We need to pray for revival. We need to labor for revival. We need to start actually living in revival. And God will anoint the one. It says the eyes of the Lord are searching the entire earth, looking for the one whose heart is completely his. You be that one. I'm talking to the one who's listening right now. You be that one. Resolve to live all out for God, to be God's Elijah. And God will anoint you. He will raise you. He will lift you up. The paradigm, and to sum it up, is telling you, listen, God is real. Everything is not out of control. God is in control. He's awesome. He's amazing. He is beyond. He's mind-blowing. Serve him with all your heart, and he will lift you up.
And he loves you. Above all things.
Absolutely. And
he's loving you all the way back home. And this is the deal, and you and I talked about this before, Jonathan, when we talked about the Harbinger, about revival. Go be a revival of one. Just
exactly.
Go be a revival
exactly.
of one, right?
Exactly. But if you do that, Bill, as I'm saying right out there, the revival will begin right now and nothing can stop it. And just to say, if it's okay, where you can get the paradigm, it's everywhere.
Yes.
Everywhere books
yes.
are sold. You
exactly.
can get the paradigm everywhere.
Absolutely. And, of course, we're going to link it on our website. It'll be featured on our website. You know that. It has just been released, obviously. This is just so exciting, Jonathan. Thank you again for sharing this with us. Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author, caused so much stir, not only among the religious, but dare I say, even the secular communities with Harbinger, because there is something about the truth, Jonathan. It'll meet you in the face whether you like
right.
it or not, right?
That's right. And a lot of people gave the Harbinger to people who didn't know the Lord, and a lot of people, and the paradigm just came out this week, and they're giving it to people who don't know the Lord. In fact, people high up in high places are getting it. So, yes.
Well, I imagine Donald Trump wants to be all over this, and he's going to be scoring out his chapter about Jehu. There's no doubt about it. The Paradigm, Ancient Blueprint that Holds the Mystery of Our Times. Jonathan Kahn, an honor as always. Thank you so much, buddy.
My honor, Bill. Keep up the great work.
You got it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to being in control.